懂英语，说好英语，可以帮助您改善在澳大利亚的生活。在 SBS 学英语播客的每一集中，我们都会解释澳大利亚的生活和表达方式。您将在这些趣味解读中提高您的英语水平，了解澳大利亚。准备好了吗？
Learning English helped me to buy a house.
Here at SBS, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. Hi everyone, my name is Josipa and I'm sure we could agree that it would be nice to own a house. Maybe you already do, but I don't. And since I would like to be ready for that big moment in life, in today's episode, we'll practice questions and phrases we could use when we are house hunting. House hunting is a process of searching for a new home or property to buy or rent. It involves a series of steps, such as identifying your budget, deciding on the location, choosing the type of property you want, viewing potential homes, and making an offer. During this process, we'll come across people such as real estate agents and auctioneers. Do you know the difference between the two? I don't, but we have found someone who can explain.
Yeah, I'm Sam Maley from Buxton Real Estate, based here in Bentley in Melbourne, and I'm the director and auctioneer. What real estate agents do is they actually are employed to sell the home, so they represent the vendor in the transaction, and the auctioneer is responsible for calling the auction, should the property go to auction. So yes, people that are real estate agents can become auctioneers, but they need to undergo specific training.
Thank you, Sam. I can't wait to take part in your auction listening challenge later. Now, let's go practice some questions that could be useful when buying a property.
What is the reserve price for the property?
The reserve price is the minimum amount that the seller is willing to accept for the property at an auction. So, when you ask,
what is the reserve price for the property?
You are asking what is the minimum amount that the seller is willing to accept. It's also useful to know if the property has any structural issues, physical problems with the building, or if a property has any legal disputes. Legal disputes are disagreements which may result in legal action. These may be arguments about money that still needs to be paid to a builder or some other problem. You don't want to buy a house where there are legal problems. So, you could ask,
are there any issues I should be aware of? Structural issues or legal disputes?
Moving on. For the next question, we need to know about the settlement period. The settlement period is the length of time between the exchange of contracts and the time when the sale is completely final. In Australia, this period is typically between 30 to 90 days. So, you could ask,
what is the settlement period? And are there any other conditions that need to be met before settlement?
You might also request to look at any reports that have been done on the property, that is, any building inspections or valuations. A building inspection is an assessment, rating, analysis of the condition of a property conducted by a qualified building inspector. A property valuation is an assessment of the current market value of a property, and it's typically done by a qualified person. You could ask,
have any building inspections or valuations been carried out on the property? I'd like to see the reports, please.
After you ask all your questions, if you are considering buying the property, you can do this through an auction or private treaty. This is decided by the seller. Buying a home at auction can be exciting and intense as you bid against other potential buyers at a live event. In a private treaty, the seller specifies a price and you negotiate from there, privately, with the seller or real estate agent. It's private because you don't know how many other people are placing offers. Okay, now, before we hear the last question, we need to go through some vocabulary first, like a bid, bidding process, the highest bid, starting bid, bidders. Let's start with the word bid. Once you know what this means, the other words will make a lot more sense. A bid is an offer made by a potential buyer to purchase the property for a specific price. So, the bidding process is when potential buyers, bidders, make offers to buy. During the auctioneer will start the bidding process by announcing a starting bid and then ask for higher bids from the bidders. And if you are planning to bid, you might want to know,
how much deposit is required if I am a successful bidder?
This sentence is asking how much money you will need to pay in advance to show that you are serious about buying the property. If you decide to go to the auction and bid, be aware that auctions can be very competitive. I would have to be careful not to get carried away. That is, I have to make sure that I don't bid more than I can afford. Because the last thing I want to do is to pay more than I have to, just because I love winning and I got carried away. By the way, when you get carried away, you become very excited and lose control of your actions or behavior because of it. For example, at an auction, getting carried away may cause someone like me to bid more than I intended, or more than the property is worth. But you know what? I would still love to visit an auction one day and bid. So, I have to learn new vocabulary and practice phrases. How about we listen in on Alan and Claire now, because they are talking about the settlement period.
Have you heard back from your conveyancer about the settlement period?
Yes, they said vendors want a 30-day settlement period.
Ah, that's great. Have you fulfilled all the conditions of the sale yet?
Not yet. We're still waiting on the building inspection report, but we've already got finance sorted and signed all the necessary documents.
Ah, that's good.
I don't know how you feel, but for me, this dialogue was full of new expressions. But that's okay, because I love when the English language challenges me. So, let's go through this dialogue. Alan said,
have you heard back from your conveyancer about the settlement period?
We've already heard that the settlement period is the length of time needed for the money and the property to officially change hands so that there can be an exchange of ownership. But Alan used another word. What was it? Let's hear him again.
Have you heard back from your conveyancer about the settlement period?
A solicitor or conveyancer is the person who looks after the legal transfer of property. They're legally trained and certified. They can ensure that all necessary legal steps are taken. Alan also asked Claire,
have you fulfilled all the conditions of the sale yet?
Not yet. We're still waiting on the building inspection report, but we've already got finance sorted and signed all the necessary documents.
During the settlement period, the buyer must fulfill all the conditions of the sale as specified in the contract of sale. And if you got your finance sorted, you have arranged your finances and are ready to make a purchase, such as buying a house or a car or anything else. Sam, would you like to add something?
Yeah, I quite find it is fairly common at auction for Chinese-speaking clients or Mandarin-speaking clients to get mixed up with numbers. So I'll ask for a rise being the auctioneer of $10,000 and they will just nod their head and say yes, but they actually mean $1,000, not $10,000. So if you aren't speaking English, sometimes it can be a very expensive mistake. And I've got a tricky challenge for you, and here it goes. I'll call an auction and you need to work out what the bidding starts at, what increments we're going up in, and what the eventual sale price is. So here goes. We open the bidding now at $1,100,000. At 1.1 now the bid, I'm looking for a 10 in the rise. 10,000 can I say, 10,000 to get your nose in front. At 1.1 now and 10 and 10 now I've got it and welcome to the bidding here at 10. At 1,110,000. At 1,110,000 rise me up to 50 and 50 can I say. At $1,110,000 round me up to 50, 50 now got it. At 1,150, at 1.15. At $1.15 million now the bid. 1,2 to get your nose in front, property on the market, playing for keeps, now at 1.2, at $1,200,000. First, second, third and final call, all done, all finished, all silent, sold.
How did you go? Do you know what was the starting price? And how about the selling price? I'd love to give you an answer, but I have to listen to Sam again. He spoke too fast. Anyway, it's time to practice what we've learned in this episode. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to get carried away?
To get carried away, it means to become very excited and to lose control of all your actions or behavior because of it.
What is house hunting?
House hunting is a process of searching for a new home or property to buy or rent.
Now let's practice with Alan and Claire questions we can use at an auction. You can repeat after them.
What is the reserve price of the property?
Are there any issues I should be aware of? Structural issues or legal disputes?
What is the settlement period?
Are there any conditions that need to be met before settlement?
Have any building inspections or valuations been carried out on the property?
Can I see the reports?
How much is the deposit required if I'm the successful bidder?
You know that we love hearing from you. Let us know what topic you would like us to work on next. Send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au, or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
My house hunting was very successful because I was able to communicate well with my real estate agent and negotiate the terms of sale.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode and visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.